Workers at childcare centres around the country have gone on strike over low pay in the industry. The union representing around 3,000 early childhood educators who have gone on strike have lodged a claim with the Fair Work Commission for a 35% pay increase for workers earning, in some cases, as little as $21 an hour. Assistant National Secretary of United Voice Helen Gibbons says early childhood workers are qualified professionals whose work is undervalued by the pay they get.
Early educators are incredibly frustrated that they have such enormously responsible positions, that they have qualifications, that they are accountable for their work and really hold enormous responsibility caring for this nation's children, and yet are paid as little as $21 an hour. They say that if they had equivalent qualifications and worked in a male-dominated industry, that they would expect to get twice as much. And it's just not okay in 2017 that we undervalue the work that they do and undervalue the care and education that they provide.
Ms. Gibbons says most workers in childcare and early education have studied to get where they are.
You can't work in early education without having a qualification. Everybody who works in the sector has a qualification, and that qualification can range from a Cert 3 to a diploma to a degree or to even master's degrees. This is a highly skilled workforce, and I think the days of it ever being considered babysitting are gone. This is work that is valuable, that is important, and is important to the care and education of young children and their growing brains.
Currently, pay for child services workers starts at $18.70 per hour for full-time workers and just over $23 for casuals. Full-time employees with a Certificate 3 earn little more than $21 an hour, and those with a diploma earn just shy of $24. A 35% pay increase would add more than $7 an hour for both full-time pay levels. Research by the University of Technology Queensland shows early childhood teachers often need support from family members to supplement their incomes. Professor of Work and Organisation at QUT, Paula McDonald, says this work has been undervalued because it is mainly done by women.
It's a highly feminised occupation, or probably the most feminised occupation, in the sense that about 98% of centre-based childcare educators are women. And so there's been, over time in Australia and elsewhere, a tendency to undervalue the work of women, particularly women who care for others.
Helen Gibbons says the pressure caused by the work and low pay have led many to leave the field.
Well, we have some fairly old statistics that said that 180 educators were leaving the sector every week. That number will have only gone up. This has been going on for years, that educators are undervalued. And when they reach the stage in their career where they want to have their own children, or they want to settle down and buy a house, or do some travelling, they just can't afford to do that on educators' wages. And that's the critical point where we find that most educators decide to leave.
Professor McDonald says there are a range of things that could be done to boost the standing of early childhood workers.
I'm not sure there's an easy solution to the issue of low pay, or perhaps there is a simple solution, and that is we just need the political will to assign the number of dollars to the sector that are clearly required. However, in considering the circumstances of adversity in terms of paying conditions, there are also some things that we can do for early childhood educators, and that includes providing paid time for them to attend to their professional work. And we could also pay more attention in some centres, in the local workplace context, to management practices that would make the quality of work that educators do more appealing and more satisfying.
Helen Gibbons says the federal government needs to take responsibility for the situation and increase its funding to the sector.
This is a federal government responsibility. The federal government at the moment relies on quality early learning being delivered to this nation's children by educators living on $21 an hour. So frankly, the federal government is taking advantage of early educators and saying that we think that you'll cop it, so that's what we're going to pay. And it's just offensive. And, you know, everybody knows historically why this has happened. It's been seen as women's work that women did for the love of it alone. But love doesn't pay the bills. And I think, you know, it was arguably not right decades ago, but it sure as hell isn't right in 2017. The federal government needs to step in and say, we are not funding this sector properly and we are no longer going to rely on poverty wages for the women who work in this sector. They deserve to be recognised. And that's what educators are seeking. They're seeking the government sitting down and being part of the solution.